Hey, hello.
Billy.
Hello. Can you hear me? Yeah, you're a bit... Look, I can hear you, but remember I said you were a bit soft there earlier today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got Justo and Trudeau here.
Rightio. What'd you press there today? Because then you, like, after about 10 seconds, you become real loud.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you. Ear up and you'll probably flick over to being loud. I'll just start now then, eh?
Yeah, sweet.
Ah, you're beautiful now. Welcome to Bush Footy Yarns podcast. Tonight we've got Wellington Cowboys captain coaches Justin Toomey-White, Aidan Ryan, and big key signing for the Queensland Cup, Tristan Lumley. Thanks, boys. How's training tonight?
Yeah, it was a good session tonight. First of all, thanks for having us, Billy. No, we train well tonight. The lads are getting keen to rip in on Sunday against Narromine.
Yeah, Justo, I've just got to ask straight away. Diagnosed with bowel cancer last year. You've been not only fighting that with your lovely wife and young son, you've been inspirational and promoting the values of health checks at young ages and just doing an inspirational job. How's it all going health-wise and where are we at with that, if you don't mind?
No, it's going really well. 3 weeks ago, I had my CT scan and blood test and they come back positive, so I got the all clear for that. I went down to Sydney last week to get my stoma reversed, but the bowel wasn't ready to it wasn't healed properly yet. So that's another couple of weeks off. But all in all, it's been a really eventful journey for myself and family. But rugby league has played a big part in my recovery, keeping us focused. And these lads at the Wellington Cowboys and our club in all has made the journey a lot easier. Going into this battle and the boys putting a smile on your face and knowing that I've got training every Tuesday, Thursday and then game day on Saturday, and also the family and friends wrapped around me, it's that's the inspirational people around me. It's making this job a lot easier.
Oh, that's excellent news to hear. And very modest man, Justin Toomey-White. You talk inspiration and you're a very inspirational fella yourself. I really want to just quickly, your wife. She's the love of your life. She's a young fella. I can just see that she's played a big part in this as well. And, just give her a rap. I want to give her a rap because I know she's been instrumental.
She's the love of my life. She's the love of my life, mate. She's my rock and she's the backbone of everything I do. Every day that I wake up and have my wife and my little boy there next to me, it makes me strive to be a better man and to make them happy. And she's a wonderful lady and I'm very proud to call her my wife and my best mate.
And excellent. Great stuff. Tristan Lumley. 79 games in the Queensland Cup.
Or 97, they missed the first year.
97, was it?
They missed 2013.
Oh, that's Queenslanders. They can't count properly. now, you've come down here to Wellington. Obviously, very experienced player. How have you found Group 11?
It's pretty tough. The top 4 to 5 teams are very tough. It'd be like A grade in Brisbane. Sims would be close to Cup, but then it sort of wears off into the second half, but it's very strong and harder than I thought it was going to be. And then you got the bottom 3 teams that aren't as strong, but they're trying their best and it's still fun getting out here. And this is the most fun I've ever had playing footy since I was in school, or since I was 17, 18. So I love it out here. It's great.
Yeah. They tell me the Sims game versus Wellington, you played in that. I'm spewing on. I didn't get to that. And it was one of the best games a lot of good judges have ever seen in Group 11. How was that game?
That was tough. The first 20 to 30 minutes would have been it, like Tier Cup, the speed, play the ball, the ruck speed, the control, and the physicality of it. But then it sort of dropped off into the second half. But the first half was light kick up. Like, I'm telling you now, it was tough. And I was not expecting that coming out here. But it's great fun and I love it.
Yeah, and that's, that's great to hear and great to see Group 11's producing those sort of games. Aiden Ryan, the captain coach, I've got a lot of time for Aiden Mad Dog, we call him. Everyone calls him. You must be proud, mate, because a few years ago you took on the coaching job and you wanted to change the way things were going at Wellington training-wise and that. And you made some big calls in not playing blokes if they didn't train. And you went through some hard times, but you kept your word. And now, seeing where you're at now, like, how's that for you?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I think we only really went downhill when we lost Justin in 2016. So, and then we struggled, 2015, sorry, and we struggled in 2016 and 17. It was just hard. And once Darren and Justin come back to the club, we sort of build up from there. It's a massive credit to Darren and what the committee does behind the scenes. They're the true credit to this, to finally get some sponsorships that want to support the club. That's where we lacked a lot. No one really wanted to sponsor us. No one really wanted to play at the club because they always said we're a bunch of idiots here. And we've got a lot of blokes and even a lot of girls in the league tag that have come across. And they said this club is nothing like what everyone's stated what it was like. And that's a credit to the club changing the culture and doing all these benefit rounds. Like we donate life, we do a Quippy Fit round, we done a bowel cancer round for Justo, and they're massive successes for the community and for the club and for all the people that get involved in it. So it's pretty awesome. Darren spoke heaps about we want to see a lot of positives on the field, but we want to be a close, tight-knit club off the field as well. So I think we're really doing that at the moment.
Oh, without doubt. I saw Dennis Marine last night. I spoke to you earlier today. Credit has to be given to Darren and the club. If there was an award for a club that promoted health benefits, etc., and produced NRL players at games award, we just win it by a minute. There's the promotion you are doing is fantastic. I was there when we played just a few weeks back, and my God, Mick Peachy, I love him. The best 40 minutes of footy I've watched all year, that second half, because I watched it with him and we lost, but I was just stargazed. A bloke like Mick Peachy's around, like, he must have an influence on things.
Yeah, he's massive. As you know, we're all a massive fan of old Mick. He's the god of our club. When he says something, everyone just listens to him, and that goes through the whole club. The respect that everyone has for him, it's massive. And it's the people that have been around our club for years and years, but then the new people that have come into the club and they know, they can see what we're trying to produce, a family club for us here, and all this off-field stuff, and touching on what Mad Dog was talking about earlier, all these off-field stuff that with the rounds and the promotion of health and having that family commitment and coming to the Wellington home games and feeling happy and safe in these home games is what we're trying to build our club around. And the on-field stuff will take care of itself, but it's all the off-field stuff that that we have a lot of passion about and putting smiles on faces. But we're starting to build something special here, but it just goes off the back of the hard work of our committee and also the players in general, the boys and the girls that don that mighty maroon and white jersey every week.
Yeah, 100%. It's a great story. Tristan, the Wellington Cowboys, the town of Wellington just produces phenomenal players, like over the years, like, and a lot of them safe to say, and that happens everywhere, but Wellington is noted, like, a lot of players haven't reached their potential. The quality that's come out of Wellington is just unbelievable. A bloke like young James Stanley, like, yeah. Do you take on the role of trying to, pass on tips and things like that? And I want to know your thoughts on him. I love the bloke. I think he's a big body. He can play footy. He can be aggressive. What's it like for you to try and play a part in his future?
Yeah, just help him out, like, not just with footy, but his life. If he get his life right, then he get his footy right. And just controlling his aggression. Sometimes he gets too aggressive, gives away silly penalties. But when he's got a control aggression, like against Sims, is probably one of his best games. Put a big hit on, didn't get too leery, just finished the tackle instead of getting on and smashing him after it and then giving away a stupid penalty. But he's probably one of the best up-and-coming talents at the club, especially in the front row. And I'm trying to help him out best I can with controlling his aggression when he comes on, making a difference, which he usually does. And, yeah, and then Brock Naden, also a good young talent coming through. And his brother's already playing NRL, so...
It's fantastic. And it's good to see that it's not just a one-year thing. There's a plan in place, because it's been 25 years since I actually got to meet Mick Peachy. And Wellington won the comp that year, 54-24 over Parks at Apex Oval.
You wouldn't have liked that one.
That side, Wellington, that was their fifth grand final straight. They only lost. They got upset by Cobar in 91 or 92. They were the best team I've seen. And Darren was in that side. Darren RC was in the centres. And
he was a good player.
Sorry?
Yeah, I heard he was a good player. He got Group 11 Player of the Year one time as well.
Yeah. He was. They were magic. And it's good to see them blokes coming back on. But
yeah, they're helping.
Mad Dog. Hey. Going into the finals. Who's the hardest opponent? Who do you think you've really got to beat to win it?
Like Justo touched base on tonight, he said we've got one more comp game this week, and then it's a whole different ball game. And all five teams are a credit in to make the five, so we've just got to take every game as it comes. And Justo has prepared us. He prepares us the week leading up, and he just touches bases on where their weaknesses are, where their strengths are. And we're not going to take any team lightly. And it's just like last year, Forbes come from fifth spot, so we're all got to be switched on. And people are on a high winning games at the moment, but everyone should know it's a different ball game, and we're just taking it as it comes.
Yeah, I've never been more excited for a semi-final series, because you're right, there's a case for everyone, and it's just, it's going to be big. JTW, Travis Waddell, I'll tell you what, I've watched him play twice. I wish he wasn't a Queenslander. Unbelievable how he plays the game. And he must be having an influence on people, because he competes in every play, and he can't do what he does if he's not competing and training and training hard. So what's his influence been?
It's been massive. All our new signings this year have played their own individual part to our team. And last year, we fell one game short against Forbes last year, but this year round, all our younger blokes that come through, they've got another season under their belt, and they're going to be better for that. And also the boys that have come to the club, the likes of Trudeau and Dennis and Travi Waddell, as we're talking about, have played their own part to it. But Travi, he's a competitor. He competes on everything, and it goes to show what he's done previously with his NRL career, and he's definitely brought that back. And he's keeping our minerals honest, and even on the field and on the training paddock as well. The way he plays goes back to the way he trains. And he's a competitor, and he's an all-round legend. He's great to have around the club, and he keeps the boys honest out there. And that's what we do. They need to go out there and do a job, and to be accountable for what we do. It's massive to have them likes of players a part of our club.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned Dennis Moran. Tristo, this is a bizarre bit of a story here. Dennis, with his connection to Parks, and Paulie Clyburn said, oh, Dennis has got a player he played in the knockout with. And so I rang Dennis and said, who's this player, Tristan Lumley? And he said, he goes, yeah, he's keen on coming down this way, you know. He hasn't signed with anyone. And I said, well, what's his number? And he said, I don't have his number. Just look him up on Facebook. And it's not like looking up John Smith, because I had to spell Tristan right and then Lumley. And I found you, and we did talk, and then we ran into each other at Justin's fundraising night, and we had a bit of a laugh and that, and we're stirring. And you know, I was trying to still get you, but Dennis, tell us about Dennis. He's playing hooker, so and I know Dennis. He's does what Travis Fidel does. He just competes and plays hard, and he's a legend. And how's it playing with him, Tristan?
It's good. He's probably one of the best hookers I've ever played with. Without him in the knockout that year with the hours, he wouldn't have won. And this year, like, when we don't have him, you can tell, because we sort of struggle. Against Ningen, we were down, I think, 10-0, 12-0. He comes on, and all of a sudden we're on top. Even with 12 men, we end up getting the lead, all because he's come on at 9 and controlled the ruck. And gets out of dummy half, and me and Travi, we're pushing up, and he just chooses who he wants to hit. Even James Stanley's pushing outside. So he just gets out. Sometimes I'll get a quick play of the ball, and then Dennis will just cruise straight out of dummy half and go straight through him. So he's probably one of the best nines I've ever played with. He's 42, 43, and he's still playing like he's in the NRL, group 11.
You wouldn't think he's in his early 50s.
No, and I know what you're saying.
Like a teenager.
Yeah, what you're saying to me, he just competes. He was playing reserve game. We were in a semi last year, and I went on, got excited, and missed a tackle against Macquarie. And, like, the spray I got, I was just – there was no chance I was going to miss a tackle again in that game. But that's just what he that's good. That's what
it's competing, and you've got to be accountable. If you make a mistake, you make a mistake. Cop it.
And his track record in this Group 11 speaks for itself. What he's done for the group, and he's played country and NRL and everything like that. And the boys are all in awe of playing alongside him. It's definitely a legend of the group itself. But it's great to have him up on our side of the field for once, not having to play in a game and a match all around him, because as we know, he's the most dominant player there's been in Group 11 for a few years now. And it's definitely a pleasure to have him. Have him on our side of the park.
Yeah, he is. And
also you can find, when you're looking for Tristan again, it's under Tristan Lovely now. He's changed his Facebook.
I was going to say, Tristan, he's definitely a contender for the Sexy Man competition. But on Dennis, that game up here at Parks, when we kicked a late field goal, I watched that game, and I haven't spoken to him about it, but how Parks came back from 24-6 down and kept fighting and that. All them boys, they've learnt off Dennis Moran. And he lost the game. I know he hates losing and that, but I think he would have been, deep down, he would have been a little bit proud, because he played a part in those guys pulling off that big win. And, he'd be doing wonderful things. But everyone's doing great stuff over there at Wellington. It's a credit to yous all. Will Lussick, I'll end on Will Lussick. He must be a freaky little player.
No, he's definitely a competitor, Will Lussick.
Is he your brother-in-law?
Yeah.
Justin taught him everything he knows.
No, it's Will Lussick. You were absolutely ate. Being called that, what he done up in when he trained with and played a bit of footy up in Q Cup and with the Redcliffe Dolphins, he's definitely learnt from that massively. He's taken his game to a new level, and he's like the other boys, our locals here. They're training really hard, and they put their efforts in, and they train when no one's around, and that's where they're getting their best results. You see a lot of all these boys, they're training at the gym, and they're training individually by themselves, and we're definitely our first grade side, and our club is reaping the rewards what these local boys are doing. We've set a foundation with our local boys, and we've got our new players coming in, and yeah, they're all learning off each other, and there's a really good vibe in our club, and people like Will has learned his trade, but he's come back now and he's playing some really good football, and yeah, he'll be raring to go again to come semi-final time.
Yeah, no, it's great to see, and I've kept this long enough, boys, and I really appreciate your time. I don't piss in pockets and that with rugby league. I just tell the truth. What's going on over there at Wellington is fantastic. It's a credit to everyone involved. You know, you've got some big ties, but the beautiful thing is, it's not just there's a plan, a succession plan, and that's great. And just one last thing, Justin Toomey White, Western Division are playing France in Opens. For me, are you involved in that side? Because you should be if you're not. And yeah, what do you think about coming back and getting a game for the senior players?
That's massive. I've spoken about it before when I had the privilege of captain coaching Group 11 last year, and in our losing speech, I mentioned how important it is for our senior boys on the age of up from 23, how important it is for boys to still strive for greatness and still strive for representative jerseys. For myself, I'd love putting that black and red jersey on in Group 11, and also pushing before when we're pushing for Western Division and going away and representing and trying to make that countryside. It's something that we, as the people that are over the age of 23, still want to. They're not just located and stayed, play local league football and train 2 days a week and then just play on a Sunday. It's there's still a lot of great talent, as we can see out here, that the names that this whole group is getting, like Justin Carney and Travis Waddell and all the likes of that, can still go out and represent and want to represent themselves and also their families and also their local clubs. It's a massive achievement to make them Group 11 and Western Division side, and I think we're in a step in the right direction. Having this game against France at the end of the year to get our senior sides back there, and because I know that a lot of the boys over the age of 23 still love to go out and represent and make a name for themselves. So it's a really good step in the right direction.
Yeah, excellent stuff. So yeah, thanks again, boys. A pleasure to have you. So I can't wait to the semi-finals. It seems you'll be hosting Ningen in the major semi on the Sunday, the first week. We play Forbes at either Forbes or Parks on the Saturday. Hopefully heading over there with a first grade victory under our belt and knocking the arch rival off. But it's very exciting. And Tristan Lovely, that has the potential to become an official Bush Footy Yarns headquarters nickname, club name.
Thank you. I'll take it.
Yeah, righty.
the boys.
But thanks, boys. Good luck with it all, and keep up the good work.
Yeah, perfect. Thanks, thank you. Thank you. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks, boss.
See you, mate.